Welcome back to another episode of the Legendary Life Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Rice. This is the show that's all about taking your health, body, and life to that next level. It's only 11 days into the new year, and the most well-intentioned resolutions have already bit the dust. Of course they have, right? Are you surprised to hear me say that? Do you want to know why? I'm going to tell you why and what to do about it. Before we get to that, I want to ask you to please go to our website and sign up for the free video training called How to Take Control of Your Health and Fitness in 2017. If you're serious about transforming your health, body, and life in 2017, I put this together for you. It's the best video series I've ever done, and I won't be topping this video series until the next time I do one, which won't be for quite some time. And I want to also say it's free, but it's only for a limited time, and I really mean that. It's only up for a week, and then we're going to take it away, and you won't have the opportunity to watch it. So if this is something you're interested in, take action, which is why I do these things, right? So you take action. Back to the episode. So let's talk about commitment for a minute. And if you look at the successful people in any field, you'll find that they're not necessarily the brightest, the best looking, the fastest, or the strongest of the bunch, right? And I know I work with highly successful people. What you will find is that they understand that all great accomplishment is preceded by great commitment. They know that the pain and discomfort that they feel because of today's demands and sacrifices will be the strength and success that they will feel and be able to supply again tomorrow. They know that commitment means staying loyal to what they said they were going to do long after the motivation has left them. And I want you to listen right now because that's a secret, right? It's not really a secret. I think people talk about it. However, people don't believe it. They're always looking for something special, something magical, the one thing that will take you over the edge. And that doesn't exist. What exists is commitment, consistency, hard work. So long ago, these successful people accepted the reality that if they're not working at improving their game to the utmost of their ability and strengthening their resolve, that there will be someone out there with someone equal ability who is. They know that when commitment is lost, it is because of deficiencies in character, discipline, focus, and follow through. As a result, they decided that giving up is not an option. And I want to tell you, I live by this. I will never give up on this thing that I'm doing with Legendary Life. And I call it a thing because it's not a concrete, clear vision with 3, 5, and 10-year goals all mapped out with a perfect business plan. I'm dedicated to it. I'm focused on it. And even if I have a setback, which I did, I keep going. But I wasn't always this way. And I had to learn how to be like this. And you, if you don't feel like you're like that, I mean, we're all like that in some area of our life. Even like 12-year-old boys are super committed to beating that video game, right? Or, you know, something similar. But the things that we really need to tackle in our life are usually the things that we're not good at. And for you, maybe that's health and fitness, or for maybe it's exercise for you, but nutrition is hard, or nutrition is easy, but you know, the whole lifting weights, you just don't enjoy it. And I totally understand. I was that way with my business. So what I'm talking about today applies to everything. And what I meant by business was I was super passionate about learning about health, fitness, nutrition. That's what really lights me up inside. But I realized that if I was ever going to do anything of note, if I was going to help people, I needed to commit to doing the things that I didn't want to do. And that was study the business part. I can't tell you how resistant I was and how thankful I am that I've found a way that I feel like I'm being able to be myself, to be authentic and, you know, in helping people. So I want to bring this back to you and I want to ask you a few questions, but before you answer, I want you to think long and hard about your past performance for the simple reason that behavior never lies. Oh, I really want to get in shape. Okay, what behaviors did you do that reflect that. Oh, I really care about starting a business or whatever it is, whatever the goal is. Okay, you had those intentions, which we talked about before. Maybe you had those goals, resolutions, but how did your behavior line up? How great was the power of your commitment? Do you have a demonstrated track record of honoring your commitments until the end? Disposable is a good word to describe many of today's products, from diapers to shaving razors, from milk cartons to toner cartridges. I always seem to be running out of toner cartridges. It seems that disposability is being built into the very fabric of society. And the same thing happens with fitness. Oh, I'm so excited about this new program. And then, oh, well, I'm not excited anymore. I want to go try something else. And I want to ask you, have commitments and promises you've made in the past fallen into that same trap that, oh, I'm doing what's hot or what I feel motivated to do, but I lost interest. And I want to ask you, is it really no big deal to make a commitment and then discard it, to make a promise and then simply walk away from it? In a world where commitment is vital to success, why do so many people suffer from commitment issues? Why is there such a profound commitment deficit in people's lives rather than an excess surplus? It's a great question. And if you have listened to this show for a while, what do I talk about is the number one rule of success? And it doesn't matter if you're talking about eating a healthier diet, starting a workout program, building a business, or anything else for that matter. What is it? It's consistency. That is the number one thing that gets you good at whatever you're trying to get good at. However, let's take a step back. And what is the thing that gets us to be consistent? And I want to argue that it's commitment, and it's long-term commitment. And commitment issues, or fear commitment, is a term you often used in reference to romantic relationships. But the truth is, far too many people have commitment issues in just about every area of their life, which is why they find themselves unfulfilled, unsuccessful in so many areas, including, but not limited to, their career, health, finances, and in the achievement of their goals. I want to tell you, commitment is a virtue, one that requires fulfillment and one that punishes a lack of faith. Yet for many, it's going to take a dramatic shift to embrace the importance of commitments and internalize the meaning of permanence. If your word is not supported by action, if you take a cavalier attitude towards your obligations, the party's over as you really have nothing of value to offer. Your word is a form of capital. It's money in the bank for someone who is counting on it. That being said, you should only invest your capital where and when it counts the most, or it will lose value. And because your word is like currency, you must give it only when the occasion is important enough to call for it. Consider this thought. What's the point of making a commitment or promise if you have no intention of honoring it? And I'm saying this, but I've been guilty of this in the past too. And we all have. And this question applies to your relationship with others just as much as to yourself. And I want to ask you, how many times have you been let down or angered at someone who promised you something? Maybe it was a friend, a partner, a business relationship. That's happened to me recently, where someone promised something and they didn't follow through with it. I was totally maybe lose respect for them. The greatest and most unfortunate betrayal, though, is when we betray ourselves. Being able to adhere to our commitments begins with self-respect. When we say one thing and do another, when we start projects but don't finish them, when we go on a diet but then quit because it gets too hard, or we start a workout program but, it's not that exciting. I've heard that so many times. The only thing that we are successful at is sabotaging our reputation with ourselves. When we dishonor our own commitments, when we lie to ourselves, how on earth can we be expected to honor the commitments that we make to others. I want to ask you, what kind of person do you want to be known as? Someone who has character and a stellar reputation? Or someone who's unreliable, untrustworthy, and uncommitted? Do you want to be able to hold your head up high with dignity and self-respect? If so, then choose to live by the integrity code, right? This idea that if you make a commitment, then you honor it. If you make a promise, then keep it. And if you set a goal, achieve it. And I'm not talking about when things don't go our way and we have to shift. I'm talking about, like, I've renamed this podcast a couple times, but that was a pivot. That wasn't giving up. That was forcing a new path forward. But I want to tell you, I have been this person who lacked integrity in the past. And that was one of the biggest things that kept me back from living the type of life that I truly wanted to live, from going after what I really wanted to go after, which is what I'm doing now with Legendary Life. Aristotle was absolutely right when he said, men acquire a particular quality by constantly acting in a particular way. Let me say that again. Men acquire a particular quality by constantly acting in a particular way. And of course, ladies, this works for women too. By adopting a code of integrity and by practicing it, you'll wake up each day with determination and go to bed with immense satisfaction. And I want to tell you, since I've started Legendary Life, it's been one of the hardest things I've ever done. And not just me, Giselle. It's one of the hardest things we've ever done in our lives. But I wake up each day determined. Not every day, right? But even on the days that I don't feel like doing things, I do it anyway. And we go to bed most nights with immense satisfaction. And it's just been getting better. Why? Because we made a commitment. We hung in there. And I've had to do that working on my body. I wasn't born like this. I don't have great genetics. It took commitment and determination. It took setting goals and following them through. Forcing myself to bounce back up when I had a setback. And we all have setbacks. And I want to help you with that. I want to help you to bounce back from things that hold you back. Maybe your family doesn't support you that well and they love to eat junk food. Maybe your friends just want to go out, eat wings, and watch the game instead of hitting the gym. That's why I think you're going to love my brand new video training, How to Take Control of Your Health and Fitness in 2017. Yes, even if you're busy. And as soon as you start to watch it, you'll learn how to eliminate fitness issues, nutrition roadblocks, and replace them with easy solutions that you can incorporate into your busy routine right away. And there's one other thing that I want to mention, right? We've talked about commitment. We've talked about consistency. We've talked about living with integrity and not making promises that we don't keep. What we haven't talked about is that when you learn something, you want to implement something right away. And that's a challenge that I have for you. How many things can you learn from this training and implement right away to start benefiting from them? So that's my challenge to you. If you're ready to accept this challenge, and I really want you to, go to legendarylifepodcast.com, sign up now, and let's make 2017 your best year ever. Let's make 2017 the year that you move on from your past, you stop the excuses, and you take action towards your health, your fitness, and your life. And remember, commitment counts. Mark it down, asterisk it, circle it, underline it, and by all means, enforce it. I hope you enjoyed today's shorter episode, and I hope to see you inside the training. That's all I've got today. Please consider what I said today and take an honest look at what you've been doing and ask yourself those questions that we talked about today. That's all I've got. I hope to see you inside the training, and we'll speak soon.